Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Geekly Reveal. It's the show that brings you all the geeky news on a weekly basis. Geeky, weekly, geekly, you get it. As always, it's your host, Dom, aka Brother Dom, all over the internet, aka Hot Pilgrim. And once again, I am joined by the cleanest, the meanest, the leanest, the obscenest co-host. Would you like to tell the people who you are?
Hey everyone, it's me, Stephanie, aka Captain Steph on Twitter, aka The Snow Queer on Tumblr, aka Steph YRD, aka Hermione Stranger, aka Sherlock Tomes, aka Fancy Drew.
Oh my gosh.
Someone... aka Madame Mimosa.
Oh geez, somebody had a AKA weekend.
AKA the Eighth Hokage.
Who's the seventh?
Naruto.
I wasn't sure if he was the sixth and Izzy was the seventh. Okay. Very nice. Okay, I didn't know if somebody went out and practiced, did some writing. How the hell are you doing today, Steph?
Oh, not too bad. I was out real late last night and I had to get up early for something this morning. So, when I got home from, my day, I was... thinking, oh man, I'm gonna have to cancel on Dom, I just want to go to sleep and die, but I ate some food, and I feel like human again, so here we are.
Oh, we could have did that, I would have just took a shower and went to sleep. we're here, we can knock through some stuff pretty quickly, what do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
We got this.
Before we get into that, my weekend was decent, it was very low-key and chill, nothing to report.
Nice.
Before we get started, though, I do want to extend a rest in peace. A member of the Overwatch competitive community passed away this past week. Internet Hulk, Dennis Hawalka, played for Team Liquid.
Yeah, I saw about that, but I wasn't sure who he was.
Yeah, so, just kind of sad. It's, it's always a shame to see people pass in the community. He's a young guy, apparently really not really, really fun guy. Some people were seeing it in their Overwatch game. It would just say in loving memory. And then hashtag Hulktastic was either something he used before. Rest in power to that gentleman. And, But now we gotta segue into some news and be chipper. Might as well just jump on to the ridiculousness that's out there. Injustice 2 is getting another character pack. So Injustice 2 is a sequel to Injustice.
That's a DC game, right?
It's a DC game. It's essentially Mortal Kombat, but DC characters. Not to be confused with Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, which was Mortal Kombat and DC characters. Injustice is just DC characters, sort of. So now we're getting the Enchantress and Adam. I don't know if it's specific Adam, but also the Ninja Turtles. because Ed Boon, the creator of Mortal Kombat and the Injustice engine, loves putting characters like Jason and Freddy and Kratos and all kinds of non-Mortal Kombat or DC characters into Mortal Kombat and DC games, so we're getting them, which is pretty nifty.
It works, yeah. I mean, Adam is cool. It's gonna be the Ryan Choi Adam, so it's gonna be an Asian American Adam.
Oh, nice.
So that's gonna be nice.
Cool. And the Enchantress looked better than she did in Suicide Squad. So there's that. And then the Ninja Turtles looked, however they should look with 3D rendering in a semi-realistic universe.
So less bad than the Michael Bay movie?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. that's an interesting take on those characters. So I don't like it. It feels weird. But at least he tried something new, I guess. I don't know. Who knows? What else? Niantic has a Harry Potter game coming out. Hogwarts Go?
Yeah, I guess. I have a lot of emotions about it. Partly because, in the competition, I guess, for lack of a better word, of Harry Potter and Pokemon, Harry Potter holds a larger share of my heart. But... However. I've already, I'm curious as to what the mechanics of this game are going to be, because I've already put a year and a half of my life into Pokemon Go, and, I don't want to have to be, trying to decide whether to, walk a Pokemon egg to hatch it, or, walk something to learn a spell, since you can't run Pokemon Go with your phone off, or, with your phone closed anyway.
Let's see if, what if, like, I mean, maybe you can with Harry Potter, though.
Yeah, like, maybe if they're, like, maybe if that was, like, a big enough complaint about Pokemon Go that people would maybe, or, like, that Niantic will maybe take it into consideration. But, I'm not, and also, like, I don't know if it's going to be, like, a Fantastic Beasts-y kind of game, or whether it's going to be learning spells or catching magical creatures, or what it is. But I'm curious, and I'm waiting to see what happens.
Yeah. I'm curious about that as well. I have no idea what it would be. But, I mean, I hope it's decent. You can play two games, I guess. I'm juggling some games right now. welcome to being a hashtag gamer.
Yeah, but you can't play two games on the same console at the same time.
Not at the literal same time, no. That's, you have to split your mind share up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's,
but like,
that's the jig.
Whereas you can play, like, I don't know.
I guess I can't play Cuphead and Overwatch at the same time. As much as I would love to be able to.
Overwatch for a console, do you have any consoles besides your PC?
I have Switch. That's about it.
Yeah, the Switch.
Which,
there's not for that.
We'll have Splatoon 2 on there. So, like, today I've played Splatoon 2 and Overwatch, which was not the worst idea. Splatoon continues to be an interesting game that I don't understand the people playing that game at all. Because on the one hand, they're probably children. On the other hand, there's a ranked mode that puts you in skill levels, and, like, these people are on the same skill level as me, but they don't seem to understand that there's an objective that we have to meet. So I'm not quite sure if they're adults that are being selfish or kids that don't quite get it, but also were able to rank up to where I'm at, who is not quite as mechanically good, but knows what to do. I don't know.
The mystery.
It's the forever mystery. Also, Build-A-Bear has Bulbasaur coming, speaking of Pokemon.
Oh, I saw that. And, like, didn't they already have other Pokemon?
Yep, they have Pikachu, Charmander, I think Squirtle, Meowth.
That's so shady to Bulbasaur.
Yeah, they had Meowth and Vulpix before they had Bulbasaur.
That's super shady. Poor Bulba.
I don't know why people like Bulbasaur, honestly.
I don't have any feelings about him as a playable character, but I think they're cute.
That was the exact opposite. He's, like, out of the three starters in Gen 1, was statistically always the better one. like, people love Charizard, but,
started with a Squirtle.
Yeah, me too. I think water types are the best ones, but, like, pound for pound, Venusaur was leagues better than Charizard and more viable in the competitive scene. But I'm like... Okay, I get why you'd prefer him mechanically, but I just prefer Charizard and Blastoise to Venusaur aesthetically, and just, like, I don't know, it looks gross. It doesn't look cool. It just looks like a warty, gross plant thing. Like, Bulbasaur's cute, but you gotta evolve one day, and... That's my hot take.
It's all good. Everyone has their poke opinions.
Poke opinions. I don't think we have any actual, I mean, besides the previously stated things, I don't think we have, like, any Overwatch game news this week.
Yeah, what's that about?
It feels weird. I played Moira a little bit on the test region.
Oh, how was that?
I don't know, because everyone else did too, so, like...
There's a bunch of people healing each other.
Well, there's 10 Moiras, and then, like, a Ponzo on our team and a Widowmaker on the other team, and it slowly stopped being that. So I don't know how good she actually is, but... she seems cool. She has the Naruto run, which is fun.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, I did that. But that's about it. Oh, and you can get banned for being a one trick on competitive now, so that's good.
Nice.
So if you won't work with your teammates, they're like, you can be a one trick player. Like, you can always try to play Symmetra, Torb, whatever. But if it's not working, your team's like, could you switch? And you don't. They're like, that's poor teamwork, and that's always been an offense, so...
Yeah.
I'd say, like, 95% of the player base is happy about that, and the other 5% was, like, the ones...
Are the people who are one-tricks?
Yeah, like, even... there's a lot of people that are famous for playing one character, like... Valkia, for instance, is a Pharah guy, but if he keeps getting sniped out of the sky, he's gonna play, like, Soldier or Zarya or something.
Yeah.
And the dude, this guy Kefri, was a Widowmaker who was phenomenal, and whenever that would stop working, he'd change, but he's probably going to take a break from streaming for a while. So this has been, depending on how you read it and how you read my phrase, a terrible week for public men.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good for the rest of us, but what I was not predicting was that this would affect, like, video games and stuff. So some, like, a manager for one of the Overwatch League teams has been fired for being, like, sexually assaulting or misconduct. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I saw about that.
But I was like, okay, that happens. Like, get him out of here. Just glad people are getting called out. That's a net positive.
Yeah, definitely.
We can shift gears a little bit, though. Something that's a little bit more positive.
What good things are happening in the world today that aren't centered around sexual assault
or
harassment allegations?
There aren't good things surrounding that other than people being outed, but the doctor's new costume is pretty good. Or the new doctor's costume, depending on how you look at grammar. That's a good thing, right?
I mean, both works.
Okay.
Because it's the new doctor's costume, but it's also a new costume.
Okay.
It's
the same character, I guess, right?
Same character. Oh, yeah, it was the female doctor. Because when she was introduced, or when the actress was introduced, she's had that like trench coat on that was all zipped up, and so we were like, okay, cool, but now we still don't know what her outfit's gonna look like, and that kind of, it's kind of a barometer thing for, like, what the character is gonna be like to some extent. Like the previous doctor, Peter Capaldi's character wore, like, all black, and, like, kind of, like, reserved, but also kind of, like, magician-y. And, like, you wonder how that's going to tie into his, character. And this one is more goofy. Like, she's wearing a shirt with, like, some rainbow stripes on it, like, suspenders, and some, like, flowy, like, palazzo kind of pants that I wish were just a little bit longer, but they're pretty good. It very much reminds me of, like, some of the pre, like, renewal doctors, like, the, like, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th doctor. Well, not the 8th doctor. Eighth Doctor was pretty relatively reserved. He dressed more like Lestat than, like...
I like the fourth Doctor.
Like a goofball.
The one I always think of.
Because he's got the cool, the goofy scarf, like, Five, six, and seven had, like... Five had, like, a piece of celery pinned to his jacket. Like, six and seven had the weird coat and the weird vest and stuff. So, like, there was some humor there, and so I'm getting the sense that there will be humor with this doctor as well, which...
Was she 14?
Yeah. 13?
Okay, 13.
Yes, because Capaldi was 12. So I'm pretty intrigued. I'm looking forward to seeing... Well, first I'm going to finally watch the last season at some point before Christmas. When this doctor's introduced, and then I will be excited to see her. So,
what's a definitely ridiculous outfit, but
yeah, it's very goofy
for me. And I was looking at something, and some people are like, she looks ridiculous, and someone's like, all the doctors look ridiculous, kind of like saying like, oh, dudes only care about this because, like, it's a woman this time, and as a not really a fan of Doctor Who, not in that I dislike the series, I just don't watch it. When I see this, I'm like, oh, is that silly? It seems on par to me. I think everybody who's, like, outside of the Doctor Who, like, fan circles looks at it, like, kind of like it's ridiculous, because we all just imagine the fourth Doctor. So to see this, it's like, yeah, this is about right.
Yeah, like, it's pretty, like, it's weird and different, but it's not weird and different for the Doctor. It's just weird and different from what, like, an average person would wear on the street.
Right. Interestante. Okay. So, That's not bad.
I think it's gonna be good.
That's good costumes, but there's not all costumes are good.
Yeah, hashtag not all costumes. the bad news about costumes is that, you know, like, those, you didn't see Wonder Woman, but, like, the Amazons in Wonder Woman had these really great, like, Roman-inspired costumes, like, that were, like, actual armor and made of, like, boiled leather and, like, would actually protect them in battle and that kind of thing. So they don't anymore.
For the Justice League, at least.
In Justice League. Still have no idea what part the Amazons are going to play in Justice League, but so the sense was that, like, reshoots were done after Wonder Woman to add more Wonder Woman-y stuff in, because people fucking loved Wonder Woman. They had all these costumes made. These costumes existed. They're the same women.
Yes.
But for some reason, they decided to scrap those costumes and give all of the Amazons costumes that are just, like, leather bikinis.
Yeah, essentially. They don't look very good, even from, like,
an aesthetic standpoint. They're just kind of gross.
Like, even, like it would have been better for them to just actually been wearing bikinis, because that would have been at least, like, hinting towards sexy, rather than, like, someone wanted to do sexy but didn't want to get in trouble for it kind of thing. So, like, they made something that wasn't sexy or practical or, like, it's fun to look at.
Yeah, they just look bad all around.
Yeah, it's just like a failure. Like, and you know, people make, like, jokes about how some of the equipment in RPGs is non-functional, and it's not functional. But you could at least say, ooh, that looks like some fun S&M gear, like some futuristic deviant kind of stuff. But this doesn't look like that either. It just looks like impractical. Like the piece you put on before you put on the armor.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. Is anyone surprised by this? I remember we looked at the Justice League trailer, and like I said before, it made special care to zoom in on Wonder Woman's butt. So I'm like, here we go with this shit.
Yeah, like, I don't think I'm not surprised as much as disappointed, I guess, like...
That's on you, just friend, like, for, like, giving any hope to this.
Like, I don't know, I just... Well, yeah, you know, like, being like, but I'm not surprised, like, it doesn't shock me that fucking Zack Snyder fucked up.
Was that again. Him that did this, though?
Like, well, he may have not done the costume design, but he's the director on this one, as opposed to Patty Jenkins. So, like, he had some input into what the Amazons are going to look like as the director.
I mean, did he, though? Like, isn't this after, like, didn't they do the reshoots after he left?
Well, I mean, I think there were multiple reshoots.
Okay. They need to calm this down with the DC Universe.
Yeah, they need to stop
trying so hard. They're not trying that hard. But the DC fanboys are coming out of the woodwork to say, like, oh, see, like, critics don't mind this one. Like, they're saying it's fun and all that. I'm like, isn't this why y'all said Thor was going to be bad? Because it was fun? Like, I don't know, man. It's the reaches that DC fans will make for, like, why these movies are good just seems to be, like, I don't know. And the thing with Wonder Woman, like, I don't know how many Wonder Woman fans there are, just because I don't know. I know a lot of people like her, but I don't know how popular of a hero she is, just because comic book consciousness is weird. But the reason I think Wonder Woman did so well as a movie is because it was a good movie. And I think that that's part of what's missing out of the DC universe. People don't believe that those movies... They want to say how good these movies are, and... Like, they don't... I don't know. I was getting annoyed by, like, the discourse on the last couple days, because the ratings for Justice League are coming out, and they're pretty good.
Yeah, it seems like it's a decent movie. And I'm, like, a little bit shook by the fact that none of the other people that I know seem to like Thor as much as I did, so I'm not sure, like, what that's gonna translate to in terms of Justice League.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. See how it goes. I already have tickets, so
I might
gonna see it one way or the other.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what people see in a lot of movies. It's obviously taste. Don't get me wrong, but they change armor. Dumb idea. And the new Steven Universes came out.
Yeah, they well, I did check. They are available to stream on the app. At least right now, without having to log in with any kind of cable info or anything. But they're streaming and not downloadable. So, like, I was like, oh, let me check and see if those are up this morning. And there they were, but I wasn't gonna, like, go out on the fucking subway.
Right.
Like, streaming, like, high-definition television. That like,
that's hardly even possible, let alone a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they're trying to, like, trying to look at this new model to get Steven Universe to, like, trying to get a lot of their shows to their fans because they're realizing how much people don't watch TV in general. Mm-hmm. So, that might be why they're trying this. Who knows? Yeah. Yeah. Anything else before we go to break?
I don't think so. I think let's break it.
Yeah, let's hit
it with
a break.
Let's break it down.
Yo, let's break it down. So, check out some music and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that music. As always, it's going to be in the show notes. Support the artists. They worked hard on that. And we have some more news for you. It's
yes.
Disney time all over again.
When isn't it?
It's in the next hour. It won't be Disney time, but for now it still is.
I feel like as they continue to just like amoeba like osmote things into their orbit, like the possibility that any time is Disney time just increases as time goes on.
Yeah, we can, we will always be within their grasp.
We're stuck.
But we do get some fun stuff in the meantime, so there's that.
Yeah, there's the upside.
So yeah, Black Panther's coming up.
I for one welcome our new pop culture overlords.
I do not. But I don't have a choice. But yeah, Black Panther's coming soon, and we got some character posters.
Yeah, did you see these?
Kind of.
Yeah, man, they look so good.
Let's look at them. Cause yeah, I just have been avoiding news recently.
Too much. That's fair.
I've been I've been taking a lot of time off Twitter recently, just because it's been depressing and annoying.
That's probably smart. it sure has been a week.
Yeah.
And
a lot like
but,
a lot of bad takes online and a lot of
oh god, so many bad takes.
And a lot of good people making bad takes. So like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh yeah, and your heater's having a good old day.
It sure is. This is just like one of the many noises that it makes. And it's not that loud here, but I'm sure my microphone is picking it up in fantastic definition.
Oh, microphones always will make sure to pick up your voice behind all the loud stuff. But yeah, so these character posters, tell me about how you're looking at these.
How, like, are you having trouble finding them, or are you reaction to them? Okay.
Your reaction, your opinion, that kind of thing.
I think they're very cool. They all have, like a three-word tagline on them that kind of gives, like, a very succinct, like, definition of their character motivation, which I think is cool, especially since, like, we have only a very vague sense of who all these characters are going to be. Like, even, like I read the Black Panther comic book, and I still am not 100% on, like... Like, I know some of these people, but I'm not sure how they're going to be portrayed in the movie or what their movie storyline is going to be. And so it's cool to get this, like, little bit of, like, teaser tagline-y thing. And also their costumes are still gorgeous, and they're very good.
That is true.
How do you feel?
You know, I don't know. Because, like, I don't... Like you said, I don't really know these characters that much, so it's nice to see Black Panther... You know, T'Challa.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else...
Oh, did... Go ahead.
Everyone else just like looks like it just looks stunning and good. It's like I don't know, like I don't know this movie enough, so like all I'm seeing is black excellence, which is amazing on its own. You don't say, need anything else. It's just not like it's not making me want to see the movie any more than I already did. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like this is dope. Cool. I guess I'm just like in a weird spot because it's I don't know. Character posters always sit with me weird because it's I'm more of like a comedy kind of guy. So these are I'm just like oh these are really good. Like maybe if I saw them in like real size, you know what I mean? Like if I saw a poster in front of me, I'd probably like lose my mind. But as it stands, I'm like yeah. These are just nice. It's cool. Thanks.
Did you see the thing about that Chadwick Boseman talking about like his accent and how he like came to that as the character?
I saw that, but I didn't read it because I'm like, I don't want to lose faith in this guy. This might be bad.
Well, no, it actually is. It's actually pretty like he knows what he's about.
Okay,
it was good stuff. Basically, his mentality was I can't speak English like it was taught to me by English or American people because Wakanda is not a nation that has ever been colonized.
Right.
So I wouldn't speak it with an English accent or an American accent because that's not where I would have learned it. I would have learned it as like a second language to interact with other people for trade, not as like the first language of a colonizer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which I thought was like, so like with the implication that like he has the accent because it's not his first language. But it's just like that's what he speaks it well, yeah. Because I was like, what is this going to be when I opened it up?
Yeah, that could go so weird, but it didn't. So that's good. okay, that's good to know. I'm just out of it today. I don't know. All the happy black people, they don't look happy in the picture, but they're happy on the inside. The actors.
They're making other black people happy by being in the pictures.
Yeah.
That's what counts.
I'd like to have, like, prints of these, though. So.
Yeah.
What I'm really appreciating is, who is this? This is Shuri. Like, she has, like, that cool Black Panther gauntlet.
Like, yeah.
Her poster, really. I really like this one a lot.
Yeah, I like that one. I also like the Killmonger one, but I'm wondering if it's just because I find him very attractive.
Killmonger?
The Michael B. Jordan's character.
Oh, okay. I don't know, maybe. I've Michael B. Jordan's a good-looking dude. It's possible.
Could be both. Why not both?
You know, I thought Killmonger, I was like, I thought you were talking about the Claw, and I'm like...
Oh, no. I'm very excited about Andy Serkis being a real person.
Not an ape?
Yeah, not an ape or a, like, desiccated hobbit, like...
Look at his weird hand.
He does have
like his weird CGI, but it's like CGI, yeah. Like, it's... Oh, man. Poor Martin Freeman.
Right.
like, oh, you know what, you're the white guy, we're gonna give you a boring suit. Like...
Oh, man, though, did you see... I the pun about the two of them...
Yeah, but I forgot it.
The Tolkien white guys.
Oh, because they're both in The Hobbit?
Because they're both Hobbit, or like Lord of the Rings people.
That's funny. oh, jeez. Okay. Let's move on from that. I'm getting stuck.
It's okay, yeah. Shift gears.
Rian Johnson new Star Wars series.
Yeah, so they announced this week, apparently Lucasfilm is pretty hype about The Last Jedi, because they announced this week that they are going to be giving Rian Johnson a new trilogy of his own to direct and create that will not be part of the Skywalker saga.
The Skywalker saga, finally they're acknowledging that.
And so it will be in, like... sometime in the 2020s, I believe. But it's going to be a whole new thing from a whole new perspective. And, like, on one hand, it makes me very excited about what The Last Jedi is going to be, because if they liked that enough to be like, okay, cool, you can keep doing Star Wars things for a very long time, have fun. Like, that's cool. On the other hand, we're now 12 for 12 white guys directing Star Wars movies. Not counting Rogue One and Han Solo, which, given, like, the directorial turnaround on Han Solo and Episode 9, like, we're, like, 15 or 16 for 12. White guys directing Star Wars.
You know, we'll get there.
Yeah. Speaking of getting there, Stan Lee said again this week that there's going to be a Black Widow movie, and I just want to be like, stop!
I think he feels like he could speak it into existence.
It's like, don't say it, and like, does anyone even want it at this point? Like, just...
Stan Lee does.
Kevin Feige doesn't.
I feel like you should give Stan Lee a little bit of... like, dog, like...
I don't think that man has any creative power left in the Marvel Universe. Like, I don't think he just shows up and does his cameos.
Which are great.
Yeah. He was the one who cut Thor's hair in Thor Ragnarok.
Was that on Earth, or was it on Asgard?
It was on, like, the Sakaar, which is where the Jeff Goldblum character was in charge.
So it's like a space Stanley.
Yeah.
That's funny. Nice.
But, yeah. But... in addition to the Star Wars movie thing, they announced that there will apparently be a Star Wars live-action TV show at some point.
What?
Yeah. Like, it feels weird.
It feels weird.
Like, it feels like Star Wars has always, to me, feel like, because also, like, I've never watched any of the Clone Wars or Rebels, even though I know I should.
Yeah, apparently they're quite Sarah's, good.
Yeah, I can feel, like, people's judgment, like, well, like, hang over me, like, I'm gonna get there. But, Star Wars just seems to me like a very, like, very much a creature of the movies, and I'm wondering what this series will be. Like, whether it'll be more, like, whether it'll be backstory thing, because, like, that's what Clone Wars and Rebels are, is, like, filling in the gaps. Like, will it be... But, like, those can get away with a lot, because, like, if you're doing animation anyway, you can animate, like, a battle with a billion robots and have characters whose actors have been dead for ages. But in a live-action show, there are budget constraints, and, like, so I'm wondering whether it's going to be, like, where it's going to be set, when it's going to be set, who's going to be in it, and also if I'm ever even going to be able to watch it, because...
It'll be on some wild network. Some wild rogue network. It's
going to be on the rogue network of Disney's whatever streaming service that we've been talking about off and on. It's going to be... presumably exclusive to the Disney Flix.
Yeah, that's what was this. So wait, hold on. A Disney platform. Holding that's on. Like basically a Netflix, like Disney Netflix.
Yeah, we talked about this a couple episodes, or like maybe like 2 months ago, even when they announced it, because we were talking about like they're rolling out the streaming platform. It's going to have all of their shows on it, but it's also going to have all the Disney movies because they're slowly pulling them off of Netflix and Hulu. It's going to have, like, Disney Channel original movies or something on it, probably.
Yeah, I think I just tried to push that out of my memory.
And, like, the... So, also, what they're... in addition to the Star Wars show, which also is going to make me sound like a fucking fake geek girl even more, because at least like Star Trek was a TV first and then also some movies sometimes media, and Star Trek was that, and then Star Wars was movies mostly with some associated TV. But it's just going to make me confuse them more in speech and just sound like I'm wrong. I already do it enough.
That's only freaking jackasses that point that out, because like everybody makes that mistake because they're both like star syllable things. Like, you know, it's
yeah. Well, I mean, like, yeah, like, I mean, if some jackass tried to catch me on it, I'd like kick him in the nuts. But like,
yeah, like I'm starting to feel like everybody like assumes like if you make that like people who put out that mistake, now it's gone from, like, gatekeeping to, like, dad jokery. Like, ooh, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, Star Trek with the lightsabers, huh? Haha, like, okay, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, yeah.
Jedis fought those Klingons.
I mean, you know, feasibly, Jedis could fight Klingons.
Yeah, I mean, there's no telling that they're not all set in the same universe, because, like, maybe they're set in different galaxies. Maybe Star Wars is happening in a different part of the galaxy than Star Trek. Like, maybe it just, like...
Wait.
Star Wars happened in the past. A long time ago.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe it eventually became our galaxy.
And then eventually became Star Trek.
Galaxies do move through space. So, like, a galaxy that was far, far away a long time ago isn't necessarily far, far away now.
I mean, yeah.
Got you.
I guess is that the joke?
That's some science.
Is that the joke? Is that, like, Star Wars is now us?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm stretching. Stretching for the crossover.
Yeah. What can we do?
Yeah. But, anyway, the Marvel, or the Disney platform... one of the things we were wondering about when we were talking about it the first time was whether they would be pulling their shows from Netflix, like the Marvel Netflix shows, and putting them on the Disney service, which we felt like Netflix would not be cool with, because, like, they put money into that. It's not like they just, like Netflix helped make it, as opposed to just being, like, the hosting service for accessing it. So, like, wasn't sure how that was going to work out. Apparently, those shows will stay on Netflix, and, like, still be the Marvel Netflix shows, but no additional shows will be made with, I guess, those characters or in those timelines, and all the new programming will be on, like, any new shows will be on the new Disney service.
Wait, so, like, Luke Cage will continue to be on Netflix then, or will not?
Like, Luke Cage and Jessica Jones and those other two will be Daredevil and that Irish Fist.
Like Punisher?
Punisher. Yeah, they'll all be on Netflix, and I don't know if they're going to continue making seasons of those.
Yeah, this is all messy.
Or whether they're just going to kind of let them fade away, or, like, stand alone or what. But it is so messy. Like, it's messy that Runaways is on Hulu instead of Netflix. It's messy that all this is going to be... It's just, like, I'm so frustrated by the idea that, like, all these services are supposed to replace cable, but in the end we're all going to be paying the same amount we're paying for cable.
Yeah. Actually,
to subscribe to all of the different services. Like, it'll be a little bit more curated, because, like, I don't have to pay for a package that has ESPN in it if I don't want ESPN, but, like, shit like that, like...
But,
you're not being charged per channel when you have a cable package, you know? Like...
Yeah, so that's kind of the weird thing, is that, you know, I'm trying to think of this. Like, with all the different services, like Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix, CBS, Disney,
YouTube, Google.
You get those together.
Well, I guess.
Like,
yeah.
So the Google. Like all.
YouTube.
No.
No.
No, that's a site. for sure. Yeah, like, you're not going to end up saving it, like, any money. And, like, every now and then, here and there, maybe I don't get CBS, but then you don't get the ESPN, so we're still paying the same amount, just with one different thing. And I guess that's the goal, is that? You know, I guess I wouldn't get ESPN now, because fuck the NFL right now, but theoretically, some people will be buying the ESPN thing. And, like, it just is... We're all losing, really, because we're not, like... Every now and then, people want to watch, like, this Cooking Network, or, even though no one's going to really subscribe to that, you know?
Yeah, like, I... Literally, like, in my old apartment, I had cable, and I watched actual TV very rarely. Most of the time, I just put on Food Network just to have it on in the background. But, like,
I think that's what we're losing, you know?
Yeah, like, it was late at night on a Saturday, and I wanted to watch Forensic Files until I fell asleep. Like,
that's a dangerous move.
but it works out, Dong, because in the end, that science always saves the day on Forensic Files.
Not if you fall asleep.
Not if you fall asleep before the last paragraph of the show.
Also, like, Forensic Files, people get justice, but they still die first.
There's a lot of rape on Forensic Files, too, which is rough.
Yeah, there is. It's... Yeah, I wouldn't...
Because, like, it's rough because, like, at least in the... Typically, when it's on Forensic Files, it's something that the victim got justice for. But on the other hand, there's a preponderance of it because it's one of the things that's easy to prove with forensic evidence. So, like...
I mean, how many... Like, there's only, like, two real crimes that ever really get... people care enough to get DNA. And that's unfortunately... rape and murder, because no one's going like Forensic Files to solve a burglary.
Yeah,
like we call the CSI squad so we can go back and get your stolen Tims.
They stole my beats, man.
Well, you better go catch that guy, because we're not sending out Benson and Stabler for this one. What about Ice-T? No, Ice-T's not coming either. Not for beats.
Did you see that? That now that everyone has 280, the Law and Order SVU Twitter was able to tweet out the entire intro.
Yes, and that made me very happy. I think I said, you know what? Everyone has, like, no one else needs 280 after this, including myself. Everyone, we're done here.
Yeah. That's the only appropriate use of that.
How are you finding 280?
I'm not writing enough to use the whole thing. It's more just enough, like... I don't ever use the whole 280. It's just, like, I no longer have to, like, use abbreviations or, like, sub in, like, an ampersand instead of the word and, like, kind of thing to make my point. Like, I'm making a point to not write those long, like, serial killer 280 tweets.
Yeah, I'm really popping off with these, like, 160 and 180 tweets. Like 280 is so much. And I don't like that it's a little circle. So, like,
I don't like the circle either.
I don't know why they felt the need to do that.
It doesn't turn into numbers until you get to 20 characters left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like, we just want you to get rid of the Nazis, but if you're not going to do that, why these weird design decisions? Like, why the circle avatars? Why the circle for, like, tweeting? Not that they're having any effect on the platform, positive, negative, or even neutral. They're having no effect, but they're just weird things to do.
Yeah,
that's the stuff that I don't get. Who knows? You want to take a break and then get into the stuff we got?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a quick break.
Cool. Yeah, we'll just take this break and we'll be right back.
Last section of the week, which we have been not doing for the last couple weeks because Rapport and Or had spent all our money on other things that were not worth talking about. So
yeah, let's put that way.
I mean, like I went out the last 2 weeks and like spent money on like beer and shit, but that's not really like stuff I got. Like I got drunk. Like that's not stuff. Like that's not stuff.
That's fair.
So yeah, but we actually have some stuff that we got this week. Dom, did you have anything?
I got a nose hair trimmer. I'm tired of having important. Long nose hair, like, bothering my breathing. not my breathing, just like my comfort in my life.
That's fair.
And yeah, I bought some new beers, which I do buy beers like as a hobby.
Yeah, but you buy beers and bring them home as opposed to buying them in like a bar and drinking them there.
Hey, I can do two things. but yeah, I bought some new beers. Southern Tier, my favorite brewery, I always mention. They have a beer called 2Xmas. So they have like their 2X IPAs, which I'm not a huge fan of, just because IPAs are, I don't know, they taste like pine trees to me, but I do drink them. But this one was very Christmassy. Had like fig paste in it, like cinnamon, nutmeg, man. Like a bunch of different stuff. It tasted Christmassy. It's probably the most Christmassy tasting beer I've ever had. So
nice.
I liked it a lot. Yep.
Nice. I found a new cider that I really like. I did buy beer, bring it home. It was hard cider. Down East cider. They have like a winter blend that's like got, you have to shake the can before you open it because it's not really carbonated, so it won't fizz over, but it has like, it sounds gross to say sediment, but like a kind of like,
yeah,
like it, cinnamon and shit in it.
It'll
like,
settle. Yeah, that's fair.
That it settles if you don't shake it first. But I tried it last weekend when we went out, and it was like really good. It just like has like a lot of spice and like richness to it. Like tastes like drinking, as opposed to just like kind of like thin apples, like hard cider. Like it tastes like if. Like rich, like apple cider that like cooked on the stove with spices and shit in it.
That is good. That sounds good.
Or hard cider, it was excellent. And then I went to the grocery store to buy groceries for the first time in 6 weeks, and there was some there, so it was good.
That's good.
and the other thing that I did that I haven't done in several weeks was I went and picked up my comic books, and Marvel gotta keep fucking with me. So they're doing Marvel Legacy right now because they just can't. Quit events. They can't figure out how to, like, I'm not even sure what they're celebrating, like if it's an anniversary of like the company, or whether it's just like wanting to do something that was about the characters that like, but still an event. Like, I don't know, I just like a character based event rather than a plot based event. But like the legacy thing, like the theme is like characters who, oh really? The legacy theme is like looking at like characters who took up the mantle of another character, obviously, like that's like they're a legacy character, like so like Captain Marvel, or like Captain Marvel and Carol Danvers Marvel, Captain Marvel, like Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers and Miss Marvel, like Kamala Marvel, like Kamala Khan Marvel, like the Hulk and She-Hulk, like Hawkeye and Hawkeye.
Sounds a little unnecessary.
Wolverine and X-23, like, yeah, I don't know what the whole point of it is. And to make everything extra confusing and difficult for even someone like me who has been a comic book reader and fan and understands how the industry works for like 6 years now, they renumbered all of them to go back to like whatever, like so it was like Thor 100, Black Panther 116, or like something like to take into account all of the series that had come before, like all the issues that had come before, I guess. But to make everything super like super confusing, all of these comics are still telling the story of the storyline that was going on in that comic. So like the Hulk, which is about Jennifer Walters right now, it's titled She-Hulk now, which I'm not sure if they're like, because it was just Hulk before, now it's She-Hulk in this last issue. But so it's just like the same story that was going on before, but renumbered so that it doesn't like fall into line with the other ones in the series. And also lenticular covers, which were cool. Like, I've never seen them before, and I didn't get charged extra for them, so, like, I got them.
So what's that mean, lenticular?
So it's, like holographic, or, like, you know, like, a holographic bookmark or something that has, like, the plastic with, like, the thin lines in it, and so, like, you look at it one way, it's one thing, you look at it the other way.
Oh, that's
nice. It's got a different picture.
It's cool.
So it's kind of cool, except, and so, like, all of the covers of all the the issues that got these lenticular covers are an image with a character that the actual comic is about, but it's an homage to a different cover from, like, from a different title, like a famous cover from something else. But, like, it doesn't, like, the homage cover isn't necessarily anything that has anything to do with the series, and the lenticular thing, because it's, like, it's not, like, a hard, solid thing, like, it's a curved comic book page, it's hard to ever see what each image is at once. So it was, like, staring at this one comic book, like, when the lady at the store pulled out my old subscriptions, it was, like, because, like, all I could see was that it said something about Spider-Man on it. And I was like, I don't subscribe to any Spider-Man titles. What is this? And she was like, oh, that's the America Chavez comic. They just had, like, an America or, like, a Spider-Man-themed lenticular cover. If you look inside, it'll be the same comic. And I was like,
that's so strange.
This is a lot.
They need to relax.
Yeah, seriously.
Just give us our comics. Just give us what we want. Like,
so, like, I mean, they're cool to have. Like, and I don't regret having them because they didn't cost me anything extra, but, like, I wouldn't have picked them out.
Right.
If they hadn't been pulled for me.
That makes sense, yeah. I feel you. I feel that way about, like, a lot of just alternate covers in general. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I never was a huge comics fan, I guess, though, so what do I know?
So that's a thing I got.
Well, there it is, comic collector stuff. I think that's about it for us, though, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't have a whole lot. I'm just kind of coming down off the weekend, you know. It's been a long, draining weekend, I guess. I didn't do anything, so it just made me feel more tired, I guess. I had a wild dream last night, though. Kind of just threw my whole life out of whack.
That's fair.
We were werewolves.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's weird.
Man, yeah, I had some weird dreams last night, but I don't remember them. I just remember, like, knowing that I was, like, in trouble and just couldn't do, like, I had to set a certain kind of alarm because I was going to be called out on something. Like, my brain is not.
Like, school puts us in, like, a weird PTSD that we can never really recover from.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And I guess, should we start with Christmas music? Should we start with, like, the wintry music?
I say yes.
Okay. So, listen.
It's at least winter.
It is winter. Is it winter?
It's 30 degrees here, so.
It's halfway through November, so it's winter. So, yeah, we're going to go with, like, the Snowden Town music again. That was good last year. I think it'll work again this year.
Sounds good to me.
That's what we'll start with. So, listeners, you already heard it once, but, you know, just it bears repeating. Steph, do you want to kick the social media business for us?
I will do that. You have done it the last couple weeks,
I feel like I've been doing the duty.
Yeah, you've been pulling my slacks. I've been, like, weird and tired the last couple weeks. So, if you want to find us on the internet, you can find Dom pretty much anywhere you care to look. As Brother Dom.
That's me.
That's him. You can find me on Twitter at Captain Steph, on Tumblr at The Snow Queer, Instagram at Hella Steph. You can find this podcast in all of those places. Well, not on Tumblr. but you can, you can find that at on Instagram as Character Reveal, on Twitter at Character Rev, two R's in the middle, R-E-V at the end. You can find us on Facebook at Character Reveal. You can support us on Patreon by looking for patreon.com/character reveal. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can subscribe to us on some other podcast catcher, whether that's Google Play Podcasts or Stitcher or something else that you use on your non-iPhone. Like, you could rate and review us if you do have an iPhone or something else. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
get us on Stitcher.
Let us know. Yeah. Give us some stars if you think we deserve them. Tell us how you really feel.
Tell us how you really feel.
Lift us up, drag us down, whatever you gotta do. Yeah, and if you just want to listen to us through your browser, just go to characterreveal.simplecast.fm.
That's the move. And if
any of our friends from the lovely land of Mihan want to let us know what you're liking. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'll help us out. So yeah,
it's like not necessarily going to change our content, but it'd be cool to know what you're enjoying about it.
Yes, and if we have to change, we're flexible people.
That's true.
We're top podcast. Mm-hmm. Also, bottom podcast.
Top podcast in our heart. Whoa.
You know what it is.
It got after dark all of a sudden.
It always is.
I knew we were recording after dark because it's after daylight savings time, but I didn't realize it was that kind of after dark.
We should have a podcast like that in about 19 weeks.
Okay.
18 weeks.
Looking at my non-existent watch on my wrist to understand why that particular amount of time.
Because we're on episode 50.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
I got you.
There it is.
I got you.
Oh, we got it. Hey. And the drunk episode is coming for what? Christmas, New Year's? That'll be 4 weeks, so.
Yeah, that's always a good time.
Yeah. So, as always, thanks for hanging with us for another episode. Until next time, see you later.
Bye.